On a Monday, it is the State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Democratic lawmakers unveiled a sweeping package of nearly two dozen climate-related bills last week. The legislation aims to reduce the effects of climate change and support the move away from fossil fuels. It comes at a time when the state's utilities plan to retire some of Wisconsin's coal-fired power plants and over the next several years, replacing much of that capacity with solar and wind power. What actions should Wisconsin lawmakers take to address climate change? What kind of programs or services should be prioritized? It's 800-642-1234. Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick is Minority Caucus Chair. His district along the west central border includes Pepin, Eau Claire, and Buffalo counties and parts of neighboring counties. State Senator Smith, welcome back to the Ideas Network.
Well, thanks for having me today.
Good morning. Let's start with acknowledging the pain and the terror in Waukesha last night, the horrible and senseless act that Mayor Sean Riley called it with the Christmas parade, a SUV driver plowing into the parade. Can you share your thoughts?
It was shocking last night when we thought there were 20 people injured in the original reports. And now this morning to wake up to read a report that there's at least 40 people and five dead and could be more. And there's just no words. And who know? We don't know what was going through the mind of the driver or any of that. So it's so much to undig yet or uncover yet on this. It's awful.
I also want to turn to last Friday. A Kenosha jury found Kyle Rittenhouse not guilty on all counts of homicide and reckless endangerment charges. Of course, the case received national attention, as we saw. What is your reaction to the verdict?
Well, first of all, we all had our own thoughts and opinions, I think. In fact, I was at a meeting with sheriffs a couple of days earlier, and in that meeting, someone made the comment that I'm sure in this meeting alone, we all have different opinions about that. So my thoughts, of course, is that it's a tragedy that that someone who walked through came to a volatile place at the moment, 17 years old, wasn't old enough to be carrying the weapon he had, was all those things. There were so many things that were involved, that, and yet there were no guilty charges at all. It really kind of boggles the mind.
Is there a need for changing Wisconsin laws around self-defense or how courts handle homicide cases?
There absolutely is. And I was, an attorney was talking to us saying that in Wisconsin, it's very difficult to prosecute someone who uses a self-defense plea in Wisconsin. So we definitely need to be looking at that. There's so much we need to be doing in Wisconsin, but we have been stonewalled when it comes to gun safety in Wisconsin, but we won't stop trying.
You won't stop trying. Have you and your Democratic colleagues been talking about what is the next step?
Not in this case yet. It's a good question because I was thinking about that. That now that we know the verdict, we definitely can reflect and talk to some experts and figure out what we could do that would give us a safer Wisconsin.
Turning to climate, you and your colleagues dropped 22 climate-related bills last week. What do you make of this whole package? Because basically every Democratic lawmaker had a hand in authoring it.
That's right. This is a package that it was a bipartisan recommendation from the Climate Task Force. And many of these, if not all, I don't think all, but many of them were included in the governor's budget, but rejected by the Joint Finance Committee. So we didn't get a chance to debate them during the session yet. So we needed to eventually, like as we have, introduce them as a package of bills. So we do get a chance to consider the things we have, because let's face it, this is an urgent matter. We don't have time to play politics with this. We only have a very short window of time to try to fix the problem.
So as you look at the bills individually, which ones in the package are the most important to Democrats? Which ones do you prioritize at the top?
Another good question. I think we all have our own priorities. That's why you see so many Democrats who have picked out the ones that were more important to them. I have a number of them myself. And we have an energy innovation grant program. We want to reward and incentivize businesses and individuals to do the right things. County conservation staff, I bring that up a lot. And we really think that, I really think that it is important that we have staff on the ground in the mix that are helping farmers, helping homeowners figure out what they can do to reduce their costs of energy and even make it self-sustaining. UW Extension, climate science positions too.
I just want to pause there on county conservation staff. Do you feel that there isn't being enough done on the county level? What should be happening at the county level in conservation?
Well, see, there have been cuts at the county conservation level, at the county level, and we've left it up to the counties with the tight budgets that they have to try to fill those spots. So I think as a state, we need to step up, and this bill would put $1.8 million available for counties to support hiring for these purposes. We want to empower our counties to hire conservation staff dedicated to building climate resilience.
So you see county staffs then able to bring on workers with this type of funding being directed at county conservation. You would be able to see them staff up, if you will.
Exactly.
We're talking with Jeff Smith, a Democratic state senator from Brunswick in Eau Claire County, and we're looking at a package of bills relating to climate. What actions or questions do you have for State Senator Jeff Smith? What actions should Wisconsin lawmakers take to address climate change in your community? What kind of programs or services does Wisconsin need to combat climate change? 800-642-1234. The school weatherization grants, this would be a new grant program to make energy efficiency upgrades in aging public school buildings. What do you see? What types of projects would you see out of this pot of money for this grant program?
Yeah, first of all, this is $10 million in this particular bill, annually, $10 million annually grant program. It would invest in weatherization, energy efficiency for our schools. We can cut down on school district energy bills, save taxpayer money, reduce our fossil fuel usage, and create a better environment for our children to learn. I hear oftentimes from people, gee, you know, all these school buildings should all have solar panels on them. So, and I can't disagree. You know, they're talk about a great space for solar panels and to maybe make them self-sufficient.
And so you see as well that these buildings are aging and that they are basically a draw on energy as they age.
Well, they are, and they just are. And we should be, as far as public places, we should be leading. We should be leading in energy conservation and demonstrating what can be done. And because we are also working with taxpayer dollars.
Let's focus here on farming. You want to create a sustainable ag grant program to support farmers as they take steps to reduce fossil fuels and sequester carbon. What do you envision this grant program then doing?
Well, again, it's similar in the fact that we should be stepping up. We should be incentivizing, doing all the right things. And farmers do many right things already. Farmers above anyone else probably really understand and suffer from the climate change that is occurring. You know, the differences that we see, or the impacts that we see on the weather, and all the things that happen, and the cost. And can you imagine the big barns out there right now if we were to have solar panels supplying the energy for those barns, what that could mean for farmers if they are to survive in the industry.
So you see a lot more solar panels coming online on buildings and residential and schools everywhere.
I do. I think there's a lot of opportunity there. I know there's wind as well, but of course we aren't the we don't have the greatest places for wind all the time, but we definitely have every opportunity like anyone else, any other state for solar.
Let's bring on a caller now. Steve is joining us from Monroe. Steve, hi. What would you like to ask?
I was just going to ask, in Wisconsin right now, we have the Focus on Energy rebate for homeowners residentially to go solar, which is like $500, maybe $1,000, but mostly $500. Is there any way to look into further getting that to be more incentivized so homeowners want to go solar more?
Steve, thank you. Go ahead, State Senator.
Well, there is. That's our job, right? Our job is to set that number, and I think we should set it higher, Steve. Absolutely. And I don't have it in front of me. Maybe Kate, you do. I think there is a bill of the 22. I have a number of them in front of me, but not that one. that might do that.
So, you know, as you look at the package at a whole, and you also said you wanted to create UW Extension jobs, is this package also aiming to staff up more in different sectors that focus on climate?
It is, and that's exactly right. UW Extension climate science positions. Where should all this come from? It should come from the science. It should come from the research. And our farmers rely on UW Extension for many things already, and this is another place where we can really assist them and assist in this climate change issue that we're feeling right now.
We have Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith giving us an update on legislation moving through the Capitol. What do you want to convey to state lawmakers about your climate priorities in these times? How is the state doing in battling the pandemic? What do you want to ask the state senator? Join in 800-642-1234. Back in a moment for more State Cap here on the Ideas Network. It's a State Capitol Report. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Let's get back to our conversation with Democratic State Senator Jeff Smith of Brunswick. He's one of the authors, alongside nearly every Democratic state senator and representative, who introduced 22 bills last week. The package is called Forward on Climate. Still time to talk about climate priorities. 800-642-1234. State Senator Jeff Smith is with us for 10 more minutes. Stephen Monroe had asked about homeowners, and I want to go back to on-bill financing, which is one of the bills in the package. It would make home upgrades more affordable through this on-bill repayment option. Can you explain what's at work there?
Well, this bill would make green home upgrades, including solar panels, heating, ventilation, air conditioning upgrades, weatherization, energy efficiency updates, all the things that you can think of that you could do to upgrade your home, and it would make it more affordable and accessible to Wisconsin homeowners through this on-bill repayment option. Through this program, utility customers would be able to upgrade their homes and produce green energy with little to no upfront cost while reducing emissions, building long-term savings, and supporting the green economy.
Okay, so you would be spreading out those repayments, I would imagine. Is that how it would work?
That's right. With little or no upfront costs, that's what I think holds back a lot of people is that they can't afford that initial cost.
So a couple challenges associated with on-bill financing are difficulties with changing the billing system and the repayment allocation. Does the proposal, how does it mitigate those challenges?
Well, the thinking behind this, of course, is that it spreads it out.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah.
We also heard from John in Milwaukee, called in, couldn't stay with us. John wants to know about legislation requiring that all new homes or new office buildings be built with a certain energy efficiency standard. What standards do we have in Wisconsin, and why aren't they more stringent?
Well, Kate, I would not be able to tell you off the top of my head what the standards are now. I think they're, for the most part, not existent as far as state law, but we could do so much more. Many times when I talk with people, they'll say, you know, we should just expect every new building that goes up to have solar panels on the roof, for example. I know I keep bringing that up, solar panels, but it's some of these things seem very logical to most people. And I think we could have standards like that every new building for sure, and any new remodeling fixing up new, older buildings should have these standards of how much energy use should be expected out of those buildings and how much they might be able to be self-sustaining.
Another bill goes after food waste. Americans waste 30 to 40% of all available food. What would a food waste reduction grant program look like, and what would that do?
Well, it reduces food waste, of course, whilst helping struggling families access affordable, nutritious food. The program would provide grants for food waste reduction pilot projects aiming to prevent food waste, redirect surplus food to hunger relief organizations, and compost food waste. So it's the compost food waste part is interesting in that you don't expect that once food is gone, it goes into the landfill, right? But we should be able to compost that food waste and get more out of it.
Another bill is focused on the DNR. It would require the state to take additional steps before permitting facilities under regulation for air, water, or hazardous solid waste when the facility is located in vulnerable communities. How confident are you in the DNR's ability to provide environmental justice to communities around Wisconsin?
Well, I'm confident that if we were to let our agencies do their job and the scientists to do their job, they would do it just well. They do it well. Unfortunately, politics often gets in the way, and especially when we talk about regulation and giving the agencies the power to do what we really want them to do. So that's gets political, Kate. And I know this may be one of the more difficult things we may be trying to pass.
So as you look for co-signers, and it's early, but what are you finding? Are you finding anyone across the aisle who is behind this legislation?
Well, not yet. Like you said, it's early. We just introduced this package middle of last week, and so much going on. It's not something I've been tracking yet, but now this week we'll start really tracking, hopefully, maybe see what we can do to talk to some of our colleagues and get more support.
If you're just joining us, we're talking with Jeff Smith, Democratic State Senator from Brunswick, Minority Caucus Chair. You can join in with your questions regarding climate or other issues you're facing in your community at 800-642-1234. You recently introduced a package that seeks to halt the spread of chronic wasting disease in deer, elk, and moose. It would fund CWD research and management. Can you explain what you want to do to stay on top of CWD spread in Wisconsin?
Yes, thanks for asking. It is another package along with Representative Katrina Shankland, we've been working on this for a long time. We introduced a fairly simple three bills in this package because chronic wasting disease is really a threat to our deer herd. And as we know, the deer herd and deer hunting in Wisconsin is quite a valued heritage here in Wisconsin. So we want to protect that. It's also very meaningful for our tourism industry as well. And when I, like, again, you mentioned I represent Buffalo County, probably the premier deer hunting capital of the country. So that's really important from where I come from. So that said, testing your deer is really important. It's been a really difficult uphill battle. It sort of reminds people who say this to me all the time, and myself, of what's happening with getting a vaccine for pandemic and getting tested. It's turned political. People just won't have it done. I even had someone say to me recently, well, I'm afraid to. So they don't want to know. And that's really unfortunate, because we want to protect the herd. We need to know so that our scientists can continue to do their job. So we would put $200,000, I'm sorry I'm going on here, but we'd put $200,000 into testing kiosks. The other important bill here is the deer carcass disposal sites. It is so important that deer carcasses are disposed of properly, rather than just put back into the woods, so that the prions who cause this disease don't get back into the soils or into the and spread by the animals that that might feed on the carcasses.
Very quickly, how are your main streets doing in the pandemic? What are you hearing in your district?
Well, that's I have been meeting regularly with one of my county health officials. She holds a meeting every week of all the officials in her county, and it seemed to have settled down, but now it's, of course, picking up and making people a little nervous again. In Northwest Wisconsin, all of our hospitals are filled right now, and I think red flags are going up again, that people need to be very much aware that we have to do the right things, get that vaccine, and be careful, especially as we enter the holiday season.
State Senator Smith, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Kate.
Jeff Smith is a state senator for the 31st District Minority Caucus Chair. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. This is the State Capitol Report on The Morning Show, and you're listening to the Ideas Network.